If you're a victim of chronic pain, only you know how it feels. No one else can ever fully comprehend your individual discomfort and frustration, no matter how hard they try. Not your doctor, not your family, not any of the people who love you and want to help you. The lesson we learn from life is that pain is experienced alone. It cuts you off from others, and it makes your body feel like a prison. This tape is dedicated to breaking down that prison wall, and the first thing you should know is that you're really not alone at all. As many as 65 million Americans may be suffering from the isolation of chronic pain, each in his or her own way. Over half the American population has backaches, and more than 10% experience serious back pain for at least 30 days a year. 3/4 of Americans have headaches, and a good 15% of them are chronic headache sufferers. Pain is the major cause of visits to doctors, and it costs the American economy $70 to $90 billion a year in medical expenses and lost productivity. Now, the good news is that there are powerful new techniques to bring pain under control. 15 years ago, there were basically three alternatives: surgery that offered risk and the prospect of more pain, and then there were drugs, which could lead to depression and dependence. And then the third alternative was to suffer the humiliation of being told, "It's all in your head. If it didn't show up on the test, it wasn't there." The new integrative, holistic approaches to pain therapy developed in the last few years have helped thousands of people overcome their pain and resume a life without narcotic drugs and invasive surgical procedures. I recommend a total pain control program, which links traditional medical treatment with alternative natural healing techniques. These include a drug management to break the narcotic and sedative drug habit, acupressure or acupuncture, total relaxation techniques that are based on breath control and mind control, autogenics, a technique that triggers the brain's pain relief mechanism, guided imagery, the movies in your mind, which activates the brain's pain relief mechanism with mental images, movement therapy, exercises that anyone can do for muscular relaxation, leading to the production of endorphins, which are the brain's natural painkillers, nutritional supplements to fight depression and pain, diet to boost the manufacture of endorphins and improve overall health, self-hypnosis, and learning how you can direct your pain to stop, and life enhancement, learning how to live with others while you are conquering your pain, and to help others learn to live with you. Remember that your pain control program treats pain only. It does not treat the diseases like arthritis and cancer that cause the pain. For this reason, please continue to seek treatment from your doctor. The fundamental distinction that you should remember is that ordinary pain, called acute pain, yields to medical treatment or to the body's own healing apparatus within 6 months. Chronic pain is designed never to yield. The relatively short-term signals of acute pain that alert you can persist and pile up. They are transformed into the intensities of chronic pain. Or the chronic pain can come from injury, in which the pain remains as if it were a memory long after the damage has healed. In still other cases, it comes from no known cause. We all learn in school that the brain and nervous system comprise a communications network for the body. In that network are biochemical substances which carry the body's internal communications. Each of these substances, which are called neurotransmitters, carries a different type of message. Some of them transmit pain, and they are the ones known as substance P. Fortunately, there are other messengers who are blockers of pain, and these are called endorphins, which means the morphine within. These pain-blocking neurotransmitters will help you learn to control your own sensation of pain. To understand these on and off switches for pain, let's talk about the brain cells or neurons. Each one has an antenna sticking out from its nucleus. These antennae are called dendrites, and they receive the messages from the neurotransmitters into the neurons. When your nerves are stimulated by something that is causing harm to your body, like a sharp object poking your finger, they send signals up the spinal cord to the brain. These signals are carried by the neurotransmitters called substance P. At the top of the spinal cord, the substance P reaches the neurons of the brain. To continue its progress, the antenna of some neurons must receive it. But each antenna will accept only certain types of neurotransmitters. In the appropriate receptor, substance P will fit like a key in a lock. In the others, it will not fit at all. When substance P is received by a neuron's antenna, it causes that neuron to fire and send out other biochemicals that include more substance P. This new substance P can fit in other neurons, which makes them fire more substance P. A chain reaction sends substance P along a specific pathway through the brain to the sites where the sensation of pain is created. As long as substance P travels through this pathway, you feel pain. To stop the pain, substance P must be prevented from making its journey. That's what endorphins do when they stop pain. They send other neurotransmitters into the pain pathway ahead of substance P. These neurotransmitters fit in the same antenna receptors as substance P, so that when the substance P arrives at the spinal cord, all the receptors are already filled. There is nowhere for substance P to go, and the pain stops. The techniques for your pain control program should stimulate the production of endorphins. Many of these techniques seem bizarre because they communicate directly with the brain in special ways. But they do their work. The endorphins are 10 times more powerful than morphine. They never lose their effectiveness as drugs do, and they are safe because your body produces them naturally. Doctors think of the brain and the nervous system as composed of 2 parts. One part, the voluntary system, is under your control. When you want to turn your head, you command your nervous system to instruct your muscles to do so. The other part, the involuntary system, controls you. If you're excited, your heart beats faster and your blood pressure rises. You can communicate easily with your voluntary nervous system. Your thoughts become deeds and your words become actions. But can you communicate with your involuntary nervous system? Can you tell your heartbeat, your blood pressure, your digestion, your skin temperature, and all the millions of biochemical reactions that go on in your body every second, what to do? Up until recently, doctors didn't think so. But thanks to the discovery of neurobiologists, the scientists who study the nervous system, doctors now know that you can communicate with the so-called involuntary nervous system. Eastern medicine routinely channels this power of the brain to control what we used to think was uncontrollable. The neurobiologists took this cue and searched for the special language that the brain uses to talk to the involuntary nervous system. It's not a language of words or thoughts. It's a language of images and moving pictures that you produce on an imaginary screen in your brain. They are images that you create and direct, the guided images that are the movies in your mind. This language can tell your involuntary nervous system what to do. You can order one component of that system, the one that creates endorphins, to work at maximum capacity. In that way, you can tell your pain to stop, not with words, but with images. The power to heal is within you, and you will see fantastic changes as you learn to use that power. Your body in motion is a potent therapy for pain. Endorphins flow more freely. Stress, that vicious intensifier of pain, is subdued. Your body's general overall health, nature's basic defense against chronic pain, is lifted. You feel good when you exercise. The practice of rubbing a hurt region of the body to ease pain is as old as mankind. Kissing away the pain of a child's bruises is as ancient as motherhood. Whole systems of muscular manipulation to ease pain have flourished through civilized times, most notably in the practice of yoga. Muscles have responded to massaging hands that smooth away pain. In the heat of battle or fierce rivalry of competition, churning muscles have always slammed the door on pain. Built into our beings is a mechanism that connects body parts in motion, vigorous, high-energy motion, with the release of endorphins. At the same time, other chemicals are released that give you a can't-lose feeling of certainty and self-confidence. It is exactly the opposite of the helplessness and hopelessness of chronic pain. The runner's high may well be sort of an intoxication brought on by these substances. The total syndrome induced by exercise fights not only pain in all parts of the body, but also depression, which adversely affects functions throughout the body. At the same time, muscles in motion are acting to relieve local pain. In chronic pain, some pain control specialists believe that muscles have frozen into states of tension. Contracted and rigid, they produce certain biochemicals which continually send out pain signals. Unfreezing the muscles can end the pain signals. Exercise can also heighten the blood flow to the affected regions and carry warmth, nourishment, and oxygen. If you're like many people suffering from pain, you may feel that exercise is not right for you. Doctors have told you if it hurts, don't do it. Your common sense affirms that advice. But as well-intentioned as it is, that advice could severely retard or even prevent your recovery from chronic pain. Exercise is necessary and it's doable. If your mind says no to exercise, it's time to change it. Construct a new positive attitude that will allow you to move with grace and flexibility. Let your inactive muscles come back to life as you ease gently back into movement. Chronic pain can alter your personality. For your sake and for your family's sake, you have to change, not back to your old self, but to a better self. You have to become your own best friend. You have to become your family's best friend, not the stranger the pain has made you. You have to accept for yourself the ultimate responsibility of loving and being loved, because only then can you create an emotional force powerful enough to erase the psychological profile of the you who is in pain. And it can be done. Others have done it. Remember, the pain in you is not your fault. But if you don't try to change to a better you, that is your fault. By using this tape on a daily basis, you can give up being helpless, hopeless, depressed, and alienated from your family and friends. You can turn yourself around to be a loving, self-helpful person, brimming with hope and enthusiasm, and becoming a part of a happier family. Here's how to change your family's attitude toward your pain. Tell them they can help by taking the focus of family life off your illness. Tell them that you won't talk about it all the time, and ask them not to. Tell them you won't coerce them into making your pain the center of family life, and ask them to live as if it was just a problem they all can cope with. Tell them, "Easy does it. Let's just go on with our lives." They'll like that. They've missed the exchanges of love, of earnest communication, even of sibling rivalry. You'll feel better, too, as part of a real family, not a grim hospital staff. Ask them to show their affection when you feel good, not when you feel bad. A show of affection when you feel bad is like a reward for being in pain. Tell them that fun and laughter are wonderful ways to alleviate your pain. Tell them to get rid of the sick room faces and be themselves. Happiness is contagious, and you'd like to catch some of theirs. Tell them it does wonders for your pain. You're clearing up an oppressive atmosphere, and they'll be delighted to go along with you. Ask them to speak up if they have any complaint about your behavior. If you can change it for the better, do it. If you can't, tell them why. Frank communication dispels resentment, relieves you of that painful emotional burden, and keeps the family content. An atmosphere of contentment helps you cope. Ask them to join you in a healthy routine of diet, exercise, vitamin supplements, visualization, guided imagery, and listening to the relaxation and self-hypnosis parts of this tape. Set up a schedule and stick to it. And don't forget to stop and smell the roses, and to celebrate each breath, to truly celebrate being alive. This side of the tape is your self-hypnosis relaxation tape. Remember to listen to it when you have a chance to lie down or relax, or to listen to it to fall asleep at night. Never ever listen to this tape while you're driving a car or operating machinery of any kind. And so find a comfortable position and close your eyes and imagine that a warm, gentle ray of sunlight shining down at the top of your head, relaxing the muscles of your head, and your hair and your scalp. All of those thousands of tiny little muscles just relaxing and letting go. Feel that warm sunlight shining on your face, relaxing your forehead, your eyebrows and your eyelids, your nose and your cheeks and your mouth, and your chin, your tongue relaxing, and even the bottom of your tongue relaxing. And it feels as if gentle fingertips were smoothing away every line, every wrinkle, every concern, and every worry. Feel that warm sunlight shining on your neck and your shoulders, melting away all of the tension and all of the stress and all of the problems and worries and concerns that you've been carrying around. Just feel them melting away from you right now. It's okay to put them down for a while, and you can pick them up later if you need to. And let that warm feeling move through your shoulders and your upper arms, through your elbows and your forearms, your wrists and hands and fingers. And notice how warm and relaxed your hands have become. Feel that warm sunlight shining on your chest and warming your back, relaxing every muscle, every system, every organ of your body, relaxing, completely relaxing. And let that warm feeling move through your waist, your hips, your thighs and your knees, your calves, and ankles and feet, and even moving out through the ends of your toes. That wonderful relaxation coming into each and every cell of your being. That beautiful healing white light to dissolve all negativity, all worry, tension, and stress, all problems and concerns, all fears and frustration and annoyance, all regrets from the past, and all apprehensions of the future. Dissolving all of those things from each and every cell of your being and turning them into a fine mist or vapor. And allow the white light that is within and all around you absorb that mist in the same way that the sun absorbs the dew on the grass. And you are sinking deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. And I want you to imagine as vividly as you can the scene I'm about to describe. And I want you to find yourself in the middle of a tall, cool pine forest on a bright, warm summer day. See the towering pines overhead and notice that bright blue sky and golden rays of sunlight and those little puffs of white clouds. Hear the birds singing and notice them darting from tree to tree. And smell that wonderful fragrance of pine in the air. And you are sinking deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. feel the crunch of pine needles underneath your feet as you continue to walk. You stop to notice the wildflowers that are growing along this path. Every flower seems so small and delicate, and yet when taken all together, what a wonderful blaze of color. It's just like the changes you're making in your life. Every change seems to be so small and insignificant, but when taken all together, what a wonderful blaze of energy and power. And you stop to notice the squirrel or chipmunk who has also stopped to notice you. And you feel that sense of being connected with all of life. And you come to a big meadow, a big green grassy field that overlooks a fantastic valley. There's a big rock at the edge of this meadow, and you decide to sit on the rock and enjoy the view. You feel the warmth of the sun shining down on you and the warmth of the rock underneath you, and it's like you're in a cocoon. You feel warm and protected and very, very comfortable. And as you look out over this valley, you notice that everything is happening in just the right order and just the right way. That there is a time for planting new seeds and new ideas. A time when these seeds and ideas grow and prosper and flourish. And you remove all of the negativity, all of the weeds that would impede their growth. And then comes the time to harvest the abundance of all of the work that you've done. And then the time for total rest and relaxation, of rejuvenation, before the process begins again. You notice that there's a river flowing through the valley, and you smile as you realize that you don't need to push the river. It flows perfectly, all by itself. And so it is in your life, that everything is happening in just the right order and just the right way, and your subconscious mind guides you easily, as easily as that river flows through the valley. You notice, too, that you're retraining your subconscious mind to guide your body to create even more endorphins as you adopt all of these wonderful pain control management techniques into your life. And you resolve not to use your pain as an excuse to be pampered. You resolve not to use your pain as an excuse to be nasty. You resolve not to use your pain as an excuse for not taking part in family decisions. You resolve not to use your pain as an excuse to turn your family into paramedics. You resolve not to use your pain as an excuse to dominate conversations. You resolve not to use your pain to get what you want emotionally. You resolve not to use your pain to get your family to do what you want them to do. You resolve not to take your guilt feelings about being in pain out on the family. You resolve not to use your pain to be mean to your spouse to cover up your loss of interest in sex. You resolve not to infect your family with negative thoughts, but to think positively instead. You resolve not to be the picture of misery in front of your family, but to put on a good face about things. And you know that every day and every way you're getting better and better. For now, you find you're not depressed because now you sleep well. Now you're not depressed because now you feel good about yourself. Now you're not depressed because now you think straight. Now you're not depressed because now you are active. Now you're not depressed because now you're interested in things. Now you're not depressed because now you're seeing your friends. Now you're not depressed because now you're working on getting along better with your family. Now you're not depressed because now you feel alert and you're off of those pain-killing drugs. Now you're not depressed because now you don't worry about being depressed. And now you're not depressed because the supplements that you're taking make you feel up and happy. And you know in your heart of hearts that you're getting better. You're getting better because you exercise. You're getting better because you practice relaxation techniques. You're getting better because you practice autogenics. You're getting better because you practice self-hypnosis. You're getting better because you watch the movies in your mind and only create good movies. You're getting better because you take supplements. You're getting better because you stick to your pain control diet. You're getting better because you're working on changing your family's attitudes to pain and your attitude to pain. You're getting better because you're working your way off pain-killing drugs. You're getting better because with all of the things working for you, it's impossible to feel hopeless or helpless. You're getting better because you know you're helping yourself and you have hope. And every day in every way, you're getting better and better. The pain served a purpose in your life, and now you're finding new positive ways to fulfill those purposes, to take care of those needs and wants and desires. And you visualize your body growing stronger, and you can see that all of those receptors are filled and there's nowhere for the place for pain. The pain leaves your body entirely. It vanishes into the sun as the sun absorbs dew on the grass. And if you ever feel that this feeling of being totally healthy and totally in control is ever leaving you, you can bring it back in an instant. You merely take a deep breath and hold it for a moment and slowly release it and say, "Relax, be at peace." And your body becomes totally relaxed. All tension and stress just melt away as an ice cube would melt on a hot sidewalk. And you make an okay sign with the thumb and finger of your right hand. And as you do this, your mind becomes calm and clear and centered and focused, and your whole being is filled with a sense of calmness and confidence and deep inner peace. Relax once more and know that every time that you do this, that sense becomes even stronger for you. For all of life is nothing more than a series of small decisions, and in each decision, you are choosing health, and you are choosing life, and you are choosing the very best that life has to offer, and how good that feels. In a moment, I'm going to awaken you by counting from 20 to 1. If you're listening to this tape at night, you will ignore these suggestions and instead fall into a wonderful deep sleep, waking up in the morning bright and cheerful, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. But if you're listening to this tape during the day and it's now time for you to rise and take care of other things, you will listen as I count. 20, 15, 10. Your eyes wanting to open in your body, wanting to stretch. 5 and 1, fully awake, alert, alive, enthusiastic, and feeling better than you've ever felt before.